Unit 4. Culture. Exercise 1.
Laughter is good for you. A good laugh relaxes the body and reduces stress. When you laugh, your body releases feel-good substances called endorphins, which make you feel happier, healthier, and more optimistic. But sense of humour varies around the world, and even though we share the same language, the British and American sense of humour is different. It seems that British humour is difficult to understand if you aren't British. Unlike its drama, music and films, only a few British comedies, such as Monty Python or Mr. Bean, have been internationally successful. The British often use irony. For example, they might say, "What a lovely day," when it's raining heavily. British comedy characters are often unkind or rude to each other, and British people love to make fun of themselves too. What's more, British people rarely show their emotions, and this makes it hard to understand if they're being serious or not. For people from other cultures, all this can seem negative, embarrassing, or even offensive. On the other hand, American comedy shows, such as The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother, are global success stories. It seems that US humour makes people of most nationalities laugh. One reason could be that Americans have a different attitude to life compared to the British. They are very open and positive, and they are not embarrassed to show their emotions. Characters in US comedies may be losers, but they are generally nice people. For example, in the US version of the British sitcom The Office, the main character is an idiot, but he is also a nice guy. In the original version, he is arrogant, embarrassing, and impossible to like. While British humour can be difficult to interpret abroad, it is an important aspect of life in Britain. British people laugh and make jokes in almost any everyday situation, and especially about themselves. And for many British people, a sense of humour is more important in a partner than good looks or money.